Friday. They are awliya Allah. They are angels of Allah who are seated here. I will say Ameen. Because you and I have also come here to give them our du'as. Somebody wants wealth in this world. Somebody wants fame in this world. But all I need from you is du'as. So coming back to my point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these children as an amanat. And whatever duty we do in Islam, let's do it complete and perfect. Now let us see what was Rasulullah. The nikah has taken place, will take place inshallah. What happens after nikah? So there's a beautiful dua for one's daughter and son-in-law. Because now the bride is going, you're getting a son-in-law in your house. What dua did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam make? To farmaya ke Allahumma inni u'izuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Allah is giving you, buy an animal, you buy something that needs control, you have a slave, you have a horse, you have a mule, if you buy it, you need to have it in control. The ulama-i kiram have written this, one of the best du'as to read. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, read this du'a. When your daughter gets married and you are sending her away, ki Allahumma inni u'izuha bika wa zurriyataha. Wallah, I'm asking you for protection for her and her children from shaitan, the rejected one. This is a dua that we should read. A dua miftaw rahma, as I said. So when you are sending your daughter off, this is a dua to read. Allahumma inni u'izuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Number two, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the nikah of Hadrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the same evening he comes home. Hadrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, Hadrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha at home. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam calls for his daughter, Betty, bring me a bowl of water. She goes and brings it. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes a little of water and puts it into his mouth and puts it back in the container and reads the same dua, ki Allahumma inni u'izuha bika wa zurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Then he says to his daughter, Betty, come close to me. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes that water and sprinkles it on her chest. Then he says, Betty, turn around. She turns around and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam sprinkles the water on the back. Then he made ishara to Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Go and fetch some water and come. He already knew what to do. So goes, he brings the water and come. Again, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes the water from there, puts it into his mouth and puts it back in the container. And then calls Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala closer. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam sprinkles that water on his chest, Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's chest. And then he asks him to turn around. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sprinkled that water. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hadrat Ali, now go to your wife. So subhanallah, what about this sunnat? As fathers, we are sending our daughter away. Do we do this sunnat? We've forgotten about the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, and all the decor that goes with it and all the pomp that goes with it, we forget the small sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look at the sawab Allah gives for you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a time will come in my ummah before Qiyamah, three things will be priceless. You can't put a price tag to it. Number one is one dirham of halal earning. Our industry will be so polluted. To earn one dirham of halal is going to be a challenge. It'll be priceless, number one. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a sincere friend, we all are friends, but who is a sincere friend? From my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will be absolutely scarce to find a sincere friend. And the third thing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to keep and revive my sunnat will be the most difficult task. So three things. Before Qiyamah will be priceless, number one. One dirham of halal earning. Number two, a sincere friend. And number three, to uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now look at the reward Allah gives to you and me to promote a sunnah. Today we have forgotten the sunnah. We have discarded the sunnah. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Okay, whoever will honor my sunnah, Allah will give him four things. Number one, Allah will instill love in the hearts of people for you. You promote a sunnah of Rasulullah. Help others to promote. Khud nek bano aur dusro ko bhi nek banao. You can't be just pious for yourself. It's senselessly me getting up for tahajjud namaz and being here in the first saf for fajr namaz and my wife and my children are sleeping. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, beautiful hadith. Naddar Allahu Imran. May Allah be happy with that servant, that husband who finds his wife sleeping fajr time. And he takes a little bit of water and he sprinkles it on her face. And she gets up for fajr namaz, subhanallah. Allah is so happy with that husband. Number two, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said vice versa. If the husband is asleep, the wife is up for tahajjud. The husband is sleeping, fajr azan is going. So she takes a little bit of water and sprinkles it on his face and gets him up for fajr namaz. Naddar Allahu Imran. Allah is pleased with that banda. So what I'm saying, respected listeners, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will uphold my sunnah. And I was telling them the other day, just one sunnah of Rasulullah to revive it. And you will see today, when it comes to your meal time, it is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wash your hands. How many of us do it? Allah knows best. But one of the adab and respect and etiquettes of eating is to wash your hand. You may think that the sunnah is petty, but it is such an important sunnah of Rasulullah. And likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after your meals, wash your hands. Not wash your fingertips, as you find some people doing. You wash your entire hand, your palm. One of the benefits of doing this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that if a person is indebted, he's loaded with qarza, he's owing people money, and he can't pay it. But with the niyat of sunnah, he washes his hand every day. We all eat three times a day. Imagine if you and I inculcate this and practice upon it every day. Allah Rabbul Alameen will make it easy for your debt to be paid. So when Alim was giving a bayan and a person walked in who was soaking in debt, he listened to this hadith attentively. He went back and he practiced on it. And after a few weeks or few months, Allah made it easy that all his debt has been paid out. So if we are going to honor the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is going to give you and me four benefits. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill love, put love in the hearts of pious people for you. Automatically they will take liking to you. Number two, if you uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will instill fear in the heart of the enemies for you. Today the enemies of Islam are having great fun with Muslims, treated like a piece of dirt. But if this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revives the sunnah, Allah will give you the sawab of 100 shaheeds. So the second benefit Allah will give you, if you are pabandi sunnah, the enemies of Islam will fear you. And the third benefit that Allah will give to you, Allah ta'ala will give you istiqamat fi deen. Allah will give you istiqamat, steadfastness in deen. And the fourth thing Allah Rabbul Alameen will give to you is barakat in your rozi. Allah will increase your sustenance just by practicing on one sunnah. Time is up, brothers. A sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm depressed. I've got worries. I have to worry about my family, my children, my wealth, I'm worried about it. What must I do? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that sahabi, do three things before you offer the day. Do three things. And Allah will give you sustenance and barakah in your rozi. Number one, when you enter your house, make salam. Now the question here is, did you and I ever greet our wives this morning? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Did we greet her? Did you hug your wife today? We all are shocked looking at each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like a multifaceted diamond. You look at a diamond, that multifaceted diamond, any direction you look at it, it's glitter. Rasulullah was a wonderful father. Rasulullah was a wonderful husband. Rasulullah was a wonderful hadi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a wonderful commander and general of the army. What every aspect of Rasulullah was unique. What Allah gave individually qualities to different nabis, in totality Allah gave that to Huzur Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah's life for you and me is like a multifaceted diamond. You have to be a father, you have to be according to Shariat. What's your duty and your rights? You have to be a husband, you have to fulfill your rights. So, and the fourth thing, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give you barakat in your rozi. So, iltamisul ghina fin nikah. You want to enrich yourself, then alhamdulillah, make nikah and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. Coming back before I end, that sahabi, Rasulullah advised him, before you enter your house, make salam. Number two, read Durud Sharif once. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. And read Surah Ikhlas once. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Three simple sunnahs. When you enter your house, make salam. Read Durud Sharif once on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And read Surah Ikhlas once. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The sahabi took this advice, and after a few days, Rasulullah meets him and asked him, what is your situation now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, after I took your advice and I practiced on these three rules that you gave to me, Allah has given me so much of barakah in my house. Not only do I see it in my house, I see it in my neighbor's house. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, respected brothers. Uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the time when the entire world is against Islam. You and I stand up and say, we are going to stand up for haq and justice. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. There isn't much to say, time is limited. But inshallah, after the nikah, we will say a few more nasihat. How you should live as a husband, how you should live as a wife. What is your duties, what Allah wants from you. How to have a calm, wonderful relationship. That Allah Ta'ala makes our wives the coolness of our eyes. The more you see her, the more you want her. There must be such a magnetic pull towards each other. And that will only come if the husband's heart is pure, and so is the wife's heart is pure. And the love that's between both of them is pure for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.